Labels like Maynard don't really define what you can and can't do, feel, and believe in.
Maynard. If you live in Maine, you've no doubt heard this term before. But what does Maynard actually mean? A lumberjack? A lobsterman? To the students of Buckfield Junior Senior High School, it's a little more complicated than that. This is Humanities on Demand, a podcast of the Maine Humanities Council. In this episode, we visit Buckfield Junior Senior High School, where their civil rights team recently hosted Portland-based artist Pigeon for a discussion on identity, belonging, and street art.
So today we're gonna talk about stuff, we're gonna make art, and then we're gonna leave a somewhat permanent mark on your school.
That's Pigeon. He moved to Maine from France at age 18, and has long used art to confront discrimination and build community, most notably with his Mainer project. In streets throughout Maine, you can find diverse portraits we pasted to buildings and walls.
So I decided to just do a bunch of portraits and try to show a little bit the Maine that I knew. At some point while I was working on this, I decided I was going to put the word Mainer underneath. And I try to say something positive about that person. For me, Mainer is positive because it just means you belong.
The students made their own portraits. And like Pigeon's work, they say something positive.
Well, I used charcoal to draw
Jenna.
I like the contrast between how, like, saddened and tough she looks.
The day wasn't only about making the art. It was also about installing it.
We have, let's say, 200 inches to play with a knife. And
I
will.
We are putting our portraits of our classmates, we're wheat pasting them onto the wall. So this is really different for our school.
I think it looks cool.
Is it nice to be able to change your school like so quickly?
Yeah, it is.
Make it look so different.
After installing their work in a hallway bridging the middle and high school, the students gathered for a brainstorming session.
I heard multiple beneficial things. I heard like successful, I heard wonderful, creative, interesting, changing fun to interesting.
It was time to present their work at a school-wide assembly.
I want you to know we are here today because of our school's civil rights team.
It was also a time to highlight how important the civil rights team is to their school.
Can all of you close your eyes? This is going to be really quick. I want you to raise your hand if you've ever felt unaccepted or isolated about something you can't control or something that you cannot change. Raise your hand. Now open your eyes and look around.
And just so you know, nearly everyone in the auditorium had their hand raised.
This is the reason we're here.
Our job is to make sure that every one of us in the school feels safe and accepted when they come to school.
And for the students of Buckfield Junior Senior High School, anyone can be a Mainer.
Being a Mainer means you're part of a large culturally, racially, and religiously diverse community where everybody matters and everybody belongs.
Buckfield Civil Rights Team is part of the Civil Rights Team Project, a statewide program reducing bias-motivated behaviors in Maine schools operated by the state's Attorney General's office. Supported by a grant from the MHC, 8 participating civil rights teams have hosted Pigeon in their schools doing similar work. To learn more about Pigeon, visit pigeonnation.com. Humanities on Demand is available on the MHC's website at mainehumanities.org and on iTunes. Subscribe now. Music in this episode is by Steve Coombs. You can also find the Maine Humanities Council on social media. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Maine Humanities.
You do not need to change. You do not need to change anything about you. Everyone belongs.